"Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked. "There in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child? Now that I am old, is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.'" Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Genesis 18, verses 9 through 15. This story is one that is often used to describe so many different things. And the full story of Sarah and Abraham includes Sarah asking her maid, her servant, to sleep with Abraham because she was unable to bear a child. So she wanted her husband to have an heir. So the servant did what she was asked to do, and then Sarah resented her. She was mad at her after she did something she wanted to do. And at this point in this this story of Abraham and Sarah, this is the third time that God has told them that they would be parents, that Sarah would have a child. And so as we walk through this text, what we see is Sarah, she overheard something that really wasn't meant for her to hear. So the first point that I want to make here is, at times there are things in our life that we overhear and we internalize and we misinterpret them. And if you're eavesdropping, if you're listening into a conversation that you're not supposed to be in, and you hear somebody say something that makes you uncomfortable, that you don't agree with, and you internalize that, that wasn't for you to hear. It doesn't matter if they're talking about you and you're saying, but why are they talking about me? Why are they slandering my name? Why are they doing this or why are they doing that? It's not your job. We need to always ensure that if we are a third party to a conversation that doesn't specifically involve us, that we don't internalize the things that we're hearing. Verse 12 is one that is so profound. So Sarah laughed to herself and she said, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" She was using these terms to describe herself. Worn out? What person thinks of themselves as worn out? That is not a positive way to be describing herself. So her mindset was negative. Her mindset was, "I'm already old and I'm already worn out and he is old. Will I have this pleasure?" It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. It doesn't matter how bad you are with money, how much of a wife that you've been, where you think that you haven't been a good wife or you haven't been a good parent or you haven't shown up and done things in the best way, always pleasing to God. If you use negative terms to describe yourself, then you will always be in a spiral of negativity. If you call yourself unlovable, if you call yourself worn out, if you call yourself ugly, you will think these things. You will take these on as your identity. And that is not what God wants us to do. He does not want us to use negativity to describe ourselves. In the next verse, the Lord said, "Why did Sarah laugh and ask, 'Will I really have a child now that I'm old?'" And verse 14 is so profound. "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Is anything too hard for him? Is it too hard for him to get you out of debt? Is it too hard for him to allow you to get your first home? Is it too hard for you to get out of an abusive relationship? Is it too hard for him to heal you of whatever ailment you're suffering with. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, there's not a thing that is too hard for our God. In those times when you feel hopeless and you feel like giving up, God wants you to give up, because when you give up, that means you are letting Him do His work. You are letting Him order your steps. Give it to God. Nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing. The things that you're dealing with, you're like, no one will understand me. No one will be able to talk to me. I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't know what to do. Take it to God, because nothing, I tell you, nothing is too hard for Him. And this text wraps up with Sarah being afraid. And so she lied. And she said she didn't laugh. Again, another emotion, another thing that she caused on herself. So she started this text calling herself worn out and laughing. What I imagine was one of those nervous laughters, like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then when she was confronted, she became afraid and she lied. So when we think about who Sarah was, her mindset, how she labeled herself negatively, how she then became afraid when she was confronted with the things that she said in quiet. And so she had to lie to cover this up. But you know what? God still blessed her. He still gave her a son. Although she laughed at what God said and she lied to Him, He still fulfilled His promise and He still blessed her with a son. Maybe you're laughing and saying, God, I will never be in a place where I am not living check to check. God, I will never be in a place where I have a healthy relationship with my parents. I will never bear my own child. And you take things into your own hand, like Sarah did. You try to do things outside of the will of God. That doesn't mean that He's not going to fulfill His promise to you. So today, I ask you, what are those things that you have hardened your heart for? What are those things that you are in disbelief about God doing and fulfilling? And those prayers that you don't think that He's heard and He will answer for you. I want you to turn that disbelief into belief. I want you to stop doubting God. I want you to trust Him and know that He's a God who blessed Sarah's barren womb with a baby in her old age. He is a God who blessed me in my darkest days. He's a God who delivered me from so many things. And He's a God that loves you. He's a God that will provide for you. He is a good God. Remember, trust God. Don't doubt Him. Don't laugh at the things that He's told you He would do, even if they seem impossible.